The sweet healing power of Stevia ribaudiana. Stevia ribaudiana is an herb that originates from South America. In Paraguay, it is used traditionally by the Guarana Indians to sweeten drinks. This Indian tribe has also given the name of the product Guarana, a naturally energizing supplement that comes from that same region. Tea drinks such as yerba mate, another traditional South American herb, are made sweeter, are sweetened with stevia. Stevia ban in the EU. In the EU, stevia has been forbidden for a long time after a successful lobbying of the sugar industry. The European Union was the last area in the world where stevia was still banned. Only in 2011, under strict conditions, it was allowed on the market, but not the stevia leaf, only stevia glycosides. In Europe, stevia leaves may be used in products, but it should not be said on the label that stevia leaves makes a product sweeter. Let's just say that's legal practice and is not aligned with other fields of society, just such as kitchen practice or the scientific world. The traditional power of stevia. Stevia is used traditionally by the Indians in Paraguay against burns, skin wounds, skin infections, leg swellings, and as antidepressants. Also for stomach problems, overweight, against colics, and it is used as an anti-conception agent. Stevia is used as an anti-conception tool, and that makes maybe stevia a little bit suspicious in the eye of some scientists. It is probably the main reason that stevia leaves are not allowed in product in Europe, only stevia glycosides. Scientific research on healthy female mice has shown that their fertility decreases if regular infusion of stevia leaf is taken when it's administered several times a day for 2 weeks. It is questionable whether such research ever takes place on people because that research might be found unethical. As a result, we will never know for the time being what the dose of stevia tea is to achieve a reduced fertility because of somewhat disturbing outcome in this scientific stalemate. And on the other hand, the product has been used for centuries and its contraceptive effect is rarely mentioned as an adverse reaction. Probably the contraceptive effect is only to be expected with very regular use, just for a few weeks, a few times a day, pure stevia tea, for example. But unfortunately, there is no scientific certainty about this. Steviol glycoside. The group of substances that make stevia leaf sweet are called steviol glycosides. They were discovered in 1931. Ribaudiocyte A and steviocyte are the most important substances in this group. When a new food type is introduced, it is tested for safety. All these substances have been tested on humans for a number of years. It appears that they do not pose risks to cardiovascular diseases or diabetes. Other research shows that diabetes problems can be prevented with stevia. By the way, imagine refined sugar was introduced to the market today. It probably wouldn't be allowed because it has too many negative disease-promoting effects such as ADHD, Alzheimer's, diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular diseases and food intolerances. In total, around 300 diseases are associated with refined sugar. So let's go back to the naming of this plant for a moment. In English, this plant has the following names. So stevia, sweet leaf, sweet herb of Paraguay, honey leaf and candy leaf. And it's also sometimes sold in garden centers. Maybe it's called honey leaf over there and in the stores it's called stevia. So in the Netherlands it's also called honey herb sometimes, but only in the garden centers. Stevia is the sweet medicine. As sugar is widely called sweet danger, stevia is a sweet medicine. The media is publishing about the danger of sugar, but hardly ever promote the health effects of stevia. It has general health-promoting effects, while sugar stimulates the inflammatory processes. Stevia leaf is mainly used for sweet taste. There are hardly any, which makes it a sweetener unlike sugar without the danger of growing organ fat. In addition, stevia leaves have all kinds of phytonutrients with medicinal properties. The main characteristic of stevia leaf is that it regulates blood sugar levels, while a sugar actually causes blood sugar problems. Croatian research says it in this way. Besides the sweet content attributed in the secondary plant components, phytochemicals, stevia has blood sugar regulating, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, diuretic and immune system stimulating effects. Stevia tea can be used as a sweetener and as food supplement. The same Croatian research as mentioned just before have conducted a study under the direction of Jana Sić Slabur on the effects of stevia infusion in combination with the juice from the chokeberry, a North American plant variant with the Latin name Prunus virginiana. It is written that a plum juice mixed with green stevia powder has a better nutritional composition than the same fruit juice supplemented with sucrose or granulated sugar. The juice sample with the highest amount of added green stevia powder had the highest content of vitamin C, chlorophyll, carotenoids, polyphenol compounds and the highest antioxidant capacity. Green stevia powder increases the sweetness, contributes significantly to the increase of food quality or the product, and cooled storage for 60 days did not affect the degradation of the content of steviocyte and ribosyocyte A in all analyzed juice samples. Sweet stevia water as a sugar substitute. The Croats have thus done research into the sweetness of stevia leaf in a drink, something that cannot be sold as a product in the EU, but everyone can make it at home. Only the sale of isolated stevioglycoside is permitted in the European Union. Nevertheless, you can buy stevia leaves in various stores and on the internet legally. As sweet stevia drink, a sweet stevia drink is very easy to make. Add some hot water to a half or whole gram of stevia leaf, and after 10 minutes you will have fresh water that you can use as a sweetener for drinks. The antibacterial actions of stevia against caries. Stevia has antibacterial effects. There are two research fields where this effect is studied. A number of studies have been conducted on the anti-caries effect of stevia. We all know that bacteria that cause cavities are found in sugar. But from substances in stevia leaf, the bacteria die, reducing the chance of tooth inflammation and gum disease. Stevia against Lyme disease. Another antibacterial effect is currently being investigated is the effect of stevia leaf on the Borrelia bacteria. It is seen by US researchers in 2050 as a potential drug in Lyme disease. Lyme disease often uses antibiotics that repress the Borrelia species, but after the antibiotic treatment, they resurface. And when stevia leaf is also used, the colony of the Borrelia burgdorferia, the cause of the Lyme disease, is significantly reduced even when the antibiotic treatment has ceased. Nevertheless, the research published in the European Journal of Microbiology and Immunology concludes with the remark that the results of their preliminary research cannot be medically implemented. One wants to do follow-up research by looking at which substances from stevia leaf have an antibacterial effect against Lyme disease. So, the article, the video article, I leave it here for now. The article in the magazine is somewhat longer and goes somewhat deeper into the antibiotics research. And on the website, you will find all the scientific sources and PDFs and the links to scientific sources. Also, there are some links in the article alone. And I will tell that one of the links is the book of Jeffrey Cannon, this book Superbug, Nature's Revenge. And this is a book about antibiotics and the danger of antibiotics, already written in 1995. Biochemists like Jeffrey Cannon have been saying it for decades. It seems that the medical profession with antibiotics has brought a sample more. Had brought a sample more problems. So there is a 2016 study showing the link between antibiotic use in children at a young age and the later occurrence of diseases such as food intolerance and food allergy. So antibiotics is not the solution. At least when the disease you are suffering is not a deadly disease. So for deadly disease, maybe antibiotics are the right way, but for a non-deadly diseases, it is not the right medicine. That's what Jeffrey Cannon and many other biochemists say in the scientific world. So for now, I say enjoy your stevia leaf, enjoy your medicine.